Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to come and continue to be with you. It's my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the cast around here. Tiana Lawrence is our guest, our good friend, author of Blockchain for Dummies. She was a founder of Factum, Inc., a blockchain as a service company that she once was heavily involved in running. She's off doing other things now, and we're so happy about that because that means she's keeping her thumb on the her finger on the pulse of what's going on with blockchains. Tiana, you gave us a great tour of some of the things that are going on right now. We need to pay attention to with cryptocurrency, with the Libra. that and the one thing I took away from what you said was that many of these currencies. The blockchain isn't by itself isn't effective. It has to become part of a network, doesn't it? It has to become part of an ecosystem of miners, nodes, whatever we want to call them. Blockchain by itself isn't the digital form of trust. It has to be distributed and residing in multiple locations. That's the essence of blockchain, isn't it?
Yeah, so when we kind of look at the different systems, the more concentrated the decision-making power, often the more efficient the system, which sounds great, but it also means that the concentration of power can be abused. So when we look
and,
at...
And the minimizing of trust.
Systems, yes, exactly. So Bitcoin and Ethereum, which has the most distribution, has the most players that are disinterested but working cooperatively, has the most trust. And other systems that have fewer, like some of them only have maybe a dozen that are clearing and settling the transactions, mm-hmm. that's much easier for those to be manipulated. So when we talk about new proposed systems like Libra that are going to be controlled primarily and only through members, that means that those members take on basically the role of a central bank, each of them, that we currently have within our system. So I do believe that we need to really look at these types of systems because, you know, with over a billion people using Facebook, that's the kind of potential that could start using this right. as a new global currency.
Well, and so, folks, here's one of the things. Here's an important moment of clarity that I think Tiana's helping us with here. When you think of blockchain, if you can't identify the trust factor, the trust value proposition of that blockchain, whether it's Bitcoin's blockchain or Ethereum's blockchain or Libra's blockchain, if you can't identify the value proposition for trust of that blockchain network, then you need to stay away from it because isn't that the trust is the essence. Trust is what blockchain should be doing going forward, giving us that level of trust that when we're moving at the speed of light on 9 gigahertz, 28-core nitrogen-cooled processors, right?
I would agree with that. And we're kind of having a debate right now about what kind of systems do we want. Do we want a democratic system where anybody can participate at any level they want? Or do we want a centralized system that's controlled by a few powerful people?
Well, and let me say this: I'm going to say, Tiana, that I'm not. I notice I didn't say if there is a blockchain that only has 12 watchers, 12 people keeping track, and they're the only people who are sort of keeping the honesty and proposing trust. As long as you're aware that there are only 12 of them, then go play there. But you're taking a risk. Understand the risk involved. But if you're doing something on a blockchain on a platform that has 1,000 people or a million, and it's distributed across those million, now that's a system that you can trust with probably with impunity, right? With implicitly, you can trust that.
I think one of the other pieces about that, too, is the incentive systems for clearing and settling. So within Bitcoin, each of those nodes is incentivized to win more Bitcoins. They don't have a financial interest in clearing and settling your transaction. It's not blind to them, but that's not what they're concerned with. So that's why they call it disinterested. And other groups would have an interest in clearing or not clearing, or moving or not moving.
So you're saying when they clear a Bitcoin, when they clear a Bitcoin transaction, they're agnostic as to whose Bitcoin they're clearing, because they're going to benefit from the system, right?
That's right.
If it's another system, if you and I set up a 1,000 node clearing, and if you're paying us, then you're our customer. That's different, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think it's important to look at these and think about them, because we can't just clear every transaction. There's AML and KYC, which is used, anti-money laundering and know your customer, which are there for a good reason, because there are bad people that do transactions, and it's useful to stop them. So we need to have conversations about how to have the best kind of financial system that benefits everyone.
Folks, this is a new universe. This is new stuff. This is brand spanking new stuff. A lot of it is. The whole cryptocurrency thing is only 10 years old, 11 years old. So if you're lost after, and we're trying to keep it pretty basic here, if you're lost, this is why you need to find the book, Blockchain for Dummies by Tiana Lawrence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.